Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.
Market fundamentals did not mean anything yesterday as selling ran rampant due to numerous stories about concerns still of the avian flu virus in milk and possibly meat. No virus has been discovered in meat at this time, but some of the articles fueled trader anxiety. Fund traders had been holding significant long positions in the cattle markets, and they may liquidate those positions. Packers are not expected to be aggressive this week with lower cash trade anticipated. Box beef was lower yesterday, choice down 83 cents, select was down $1.88. Now, the pressure on cattle futures is spilling over to the hogs. There had been some concern about summer demand already, but this heightened that concern about the possibility of consumers reducing consumption of all red meat. Nothing's been found in pork, but perception may drive the market. Cash held up well yesterday, with the afternoon report showing a loss of only a penny. However, cutouts were lower, posting a decline of 77 cents. Wheat futures are higher this morning as weather continues to be a major concern for world wheat traders. There were forecasts earlier in the week for good rainfall in the Black Sea region, but those forecasts seem to be drier as time goes by. Meanwhile, western Kansas and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles need rainfall and forecast amounts remain light. Extended forecasts may bring some optimism, but traders want to see the actual rainfall as previous forecasts for rain have been disappointing. Corn's trading higher this morning, reacting to the strong technical close yesterday and from the forecast, which implies that planting progress is slowing to a crawl and will not improve anytime soon. Soybeans are sharply higher this morning, led by the soybean meal, which has recovered yesterday's losses, but with help from soybean oil, which is higher this morning. Palm oil futures have reversed higher, making new lows earlier Thursday, helping to support soybean oil. Futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Now, June live cattle down 112, 173.85. August down $2 yesterday, 171.10. May feeder cattle down 315, 241.42. August down 375, 251.75. May hogs down 112, 93.02. The June down 205, $100.42. May Kansas City wheat up 2 3/4, 625.5. July is down 10 1/4, 625. Chicago wheat, July down 4 cents, 599.25. September is down 3 1/4, 619. July corn up 4 cents, 450 3/4. September is up 3 1/4, 459. July soybeans up 7 1/4, 1170 1/4. August up 6 1/4, 1171 3/4. July cotton's up 192, 76.51. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.